Fantasy football for some extra long. Thanks for joining us for week four. The remaining games here for Trenchum and Bencham. Well, we'll keep things going here. The late afternoon game starts. Las Vegas Raiders, LA Chargers.
Got three Raiders in your trenches for sure this week. Devonta Adams coming off that huge week. Must start for sure. Josh Jacobs, I think he had a little bit better week than he had in the first two. And there's a reason you drafted him in the second or third round. You're playing him each and every week. And you're playing Jacoby Myers. He missed week two, but came back with another big week. He's had 22 targets, 16 catches, a couple touchdowns. I think he's a safe wide receiver three at the very worst. So you're playing those guys. And it all comes down to Jimmy Garoppolo passing the concussion protocol or getting through that. He's had five touchdowns, which is the good this year, but he's had six picks. And he's playing the Chargers defense. You could make a case that Jimmy G would be a good plug and play against that Charger defense that's given up 330 some yards per game. So if you're in a pinch, you could do worse than Jimmy G. Not playing any other Raiders, but on the Chargers side, you're playing Justin Herbert, who came off a 40 for 47 game against the Vikings. Yeah. Make sure he's here in your lineup. Austin Eckler, he's still dealing with a high ankle sprain. I think there's some optimism he'll play. But on the other hand, they have a bye week in week five. Do the Chargers rest him, get him that extra week, get him ready for the stretch run? I actually kind of think they're going to do that. So I'm reluctant. You'll have to check that out on Sunday to see if he's playing. I'm going with him on the bench, which means it's Josh Kelly, and I'm not sure I really want to play Josh Kelly. I think the Chargers are going to sling it around to Keenan Allen, who's a must start. I think Josh Palmer, who if you haven't picked him up, you should. And I think you can play him safely as a flex. And I think you could even play Quentin Johnston as a flex this week just to see which one of those two is going to get more of the volume now that Mike Williams is out of the lineup.
Chargers are favored by six. I get New England versus Dallas. And, you know, I was nosing around, Lyle, and I noticed that in three games, Mac Jones has 748 passing yards, which is darn respectable. I mean, that's 250 yards a game, but I'm trying to figure out who got all the yards, because Devontae Parker has 76 yards for the season. Juju Smith-Schuster has 66 yards for the season. Kendrick Bourne has 139 yards for the season. Jones has five touchdowns, two interceptions. I mean, none of these stats are bad. I'm just not sure what in the hell is going on over in New England right now. So all that said, I am not starting Mac Jones. In fact, the only person I think I'm starting is Ramondre Stevenson and maybe some Hunter Henry. I guess I never even thought to look at Hunter Henry. Yeah, he's got 125 yards too. It doesn't matter. Not much happening here against a pretty good Dallas defense who clearly had an issue last week against the Cardinals. The Trayvon Diggs loss, maybe there's something going on in their heads. I don't know. Ramondre is the only one I feel comfortable starting on the New England Patriots. If you want to start that defense, I wouldn't fault you for doing that, because we saw what happened last week to the Cowboys, who stunk up the joint. Dak Prescott, I don't know what to tell you to do there. You probably drafted him to start him. Maybe not. I don't know. Tony Pollard is a must start. CeeDee Lamb, of course, a must start. Gallup is looking better than Brandon Cooks. But I'm not comfortable starting either of those two this week. But I do like Jake Ferguson and tight end mandatory starts. No problem there. And keep rolling that Dallas defense out there. I think they're going to have a nice week against New England. Dallas is favored by seven. Boy, I like New England and the points there. Arizona, who I just talked about, Lyle, taking on San Francisco.
Yeah, the somewhat can be surprising team when you're 1-2. I mean, I think everybody was thinking they were tanking for the number one pick, and then they go out and beat Dallas. So who knows? But when you're still playing Josh Dobbs as your quarterback, I'm not knocking him. He has been like serviceable as far as like a starting NFL quarterback. You're not playing him for fantasy purposes, so keep him on the bench. James Conner. He's number nine in the running back rankings right now. That makes him an RB1 and at least a floor of an RB2. So you keep playing him. You also are putting Marquise Brown in the trenches. I think he's a safe wide receiver three. I mean, I'm hoping you got two better, but if he's your number three, suit him up. Zach Ertz in a tight end mandatory. He's coming off his worst week, two catches, 6 yards. I think there's still better days ahead of him. He's probably a top 12 tight end, so that means you're probably playing him. No other Cardinals in my lineup, but you are going to be putting all of these Niners into your starting lineup. I think Brock Purdy is a starter. He's almost always safe for 250 yards and two touchdowns. If that's what you're looking for, put him in your lineup. Christian McCaffrey, a must start. Deebo Samuel, probably more of a wide receiver too, just because when Brandon Ayuk suits up, which I think he will, there's a lot of mouths to feed in this Niners offense. I think Ayuk is still a safe start as well. Probably more of a wide receiver three. George Kittle's a must start at the tight end position. And I think this is a great matchup for that Niners defense. So make sure all six of those guys are in your lineup.
Yeah. San Francisco favored by 14 points. Whew. Kansas City and the New York Jets, Sunday Night Football. And they knew what they were doing, Lyle, preseason by scheduling this game. Now it's Patrick Mahomes versus Zach Wilson. Okay. Well, you're still starting the Chiefs that you would normally start. And by that, I mean Mahomes and Kelsey. I am not in on this wide receiving core. You know, we've played this game for years. Short of Tyreek Hill, it is just a bushel basket of whoever is kind of open at the time Mahomes will find him. Whether it's MVS, whether it's Sky Moore, Rashee Rice was actually looking pretty good. And he might actually be leading. No, he's only got 108 yards, but he might have led a game. And that's just kind of what they're doing. Kadarius Toney, Justin Ross, it is just whoever is open. I feel confident in starting zero wide receivers from the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, how about, hey, welcome back to the NFL, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who found the end zone last week. I actually started him in Daily Fantasy. I'm not patting myself on the back. Anyway, Lyle, the good news, Travis Kelce jerseys went up 400% in sales. I don't know why, but for some reason, he had a really good week last week, really popular week last week. Anyway, over to the Jets. Okay, what is going on here? Dalvin Cook looks like a fossil. Breece Hall is getting snuffed out, and he's one of the only things going there. Garrett Wilson, I guess you got to still start him. That's all I see. This is going to be a high-scoring game, and by high-scoring, I mean the Chiefs are going to be high-scoring. Even against, I don't know. Jets defense is really good. Well, Vegas says Kansas City by 9.5. Game may end up 10-0. I don't know for sure. Monday Night Football, Lyle, Seattle and the Giants.
Should be an interesting game. I know you're not a big Giant fan, but I'm expecting a better effort out of the Giants at some point this year. They can't be this bad all season. So for the Seahawks, though, I think you got to have four must starts. It's Geno Smith. You're playing Kenneth Walker because he is currently running back number three in fantasy football. So you absolutely are suiting him up and putting him in the trenches. DK Metcalf, model of consistency. He's had 13 to 17 fantasy points. You're suiting him up. The safe RB2, maybe the upside for wide receiver two with maybe some wide receiver one upside. And Tyler Lockett, he's a little more of a mystery here. One really good week, two not so good weeks. I think you're still suiting him up as a wide receiver three or a flex. I don't like any of their tight end options, but I will play the Seahawks defense. And as for those Giants, it's just really hard to suit up anyone other than their tight end, Darren Waller. It's really hard to know whether Saquon Barkley is going to suit up this week. If he does, you're playing him, but I also don't think that's really what they want to do this week, which means it's another week of Matt Breida, and he had four carries for 17 yards last week. Is that somebody you want to put in your lineup? Probably not. I'm keeping Daniel Jones on the bench, and then they're running out Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, and Paris Campbell. So I don't think I'm playing any of the receivers. Same situation there. So just one start on the Giants side.
Yeah, Wandale Robinson is coming back. Keep an eye on him. He's actually a pretty exciting player. Not certainly worth a start by any means, but maybe worth a pickup. And Waller is on my list of guys I'm ready to cut, Lyle. And here's the funny thing. He's the eighth-ranked tight end in fantasy football. He has 12 catches this season for just 130 yards. No touchdowns, and he is the eighth-ranked tight end. Man, that is something. Ah. Oh, and he looks
think about
good.
It. We said Goddard was 23rd. Well, his numbers are even worse. So it's really hard. And I think you just got to, he is the one constant though in that offense. I think they are going to eventually figure out how to get him the ball.
Giants favored by 1.5, and that brings this.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I know. I thought the same thing. What? It's in New York. That can be the only reason why. So, yeah, I know. Jack will be all over that one, something tells me. But all right, that brings the extra long version of the Fantasy Football Foursome to a close. We want to thank these great local sponsors. That's West Central Trophies, ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar. Head over there and watch the games there. And, of course, our national sponsor, the United States Marine Corps. If we can help you out in any way, it's at Loon Text Line, and that's 320-434-1234. And once again, for Lyle Dickman, my name is John Jennings. We will see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.